It is your responsibility to select and complete appropriate customs documentation for your export. In the top box on the right, always select Commercial Invoice. New fields appear. Next, expand additional FedEx-generated trade documents. Here are the other customs documents required for this shipment. To proceed, you have two options. You can create your own forms on DCRI letterhead, this is not common, or have FedEx create them for you by selecting these checkboxes. If you have FedEx create forms, then be certain you upload the DCRI logo. You have the option of uploading an image of an authorized signature for this shipment. The remaining fields in this section, the terms of sale drop-down list, the additional invoice information link, and the two checkboxes, we covered earlier in the discussion about shipping documents. Right now, take another look up here at the list of required customs documents. Notice the third one. This is the electronic export information form we talked about earlier that requires you to enter a harmonized code. You supply information for this form in the next section.